I'm going to talk a little bit of the reading from Tobit today. Raphael and said to Tobias, or to Tobiah, to go and reach his father and make everything possible for his father. That Raphael that was talking with Tobias is the one that we know at this time as the archangel Raphael. And I know that the Raphael said to Tobias that he have the medicines to make Tobit, Tobias' father, to be able to see again. We have seen you grow. The church has been seeing you grow. The teachers has been seeing you grow. In fact, you moving on. Next week, you're moving up from one grade to another. We have seen also the school grow in the same way that how you have been seeing that we're going to have new teachers coming to be able to work with the new generations that is coming in St. Elizabeth and Sealand School. We have seen you go. We have to say to you goodbye to all of you that for one reason or another decided to move on from school, and for all the eighth graders that decided that they decided no, that by the law of the school and everything, you're going to have a new journey. We can see you grow. We have been teaching you how not also to grow in knowledge about what you have to learn. Math, science, history, even though sometimes those subjects can be hard to learn. But you have been making the effort. And you have been also like Tobit or Tobias' father. You are be able to take all the blindness of your eyes, and you have been learning how to survive in this world that is also new for you. And we trying to make everything possible good for you, that you can move on and have a life that you deserve. Not just only your teachers or the principal of the school, but also your parents. Parents that comes with you to celebrate the Eucharist once in a while, all the time, but also the parents that they have also to be responsible that you can be here and you can grow with us. Today is Tobias is given the opportunity to his father to see, to recover his sight, and to be able to see the faith that he always has in his heart, and also the faith that he has in our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you, this is something that I learned from my old schools that I come in from, but I want you, the eighth graders, to please come forward, all the eighth grader students. I know you were not ready for this, but come. Don't be embarrassed, don't be shy. You're gonna be exposing yourself now to high school, and you need to be used to this. And I stand over here in this three-step facing the people. All right? You too. Are you there? I won't forget about you. Those who has been since kindergarten, can you move one step down? Since kindergarten. Wow, 11. 11 has been for 11 years in the school? How many years? 11 years for you? 11 or 10? 11? Wow, or 10. So you have been since kindergarten over here. Now, I want you, the seventh grade, to come forward. And I know you are less than this, please come forward. Seventh grade. And you stand over here facing them. Ready. Good. Stop. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 girls and 2 boys. Wow. This is something how Tobias was able to give to his father the sight. And this is something that I found out that is very good for us to do it every time that we're facing graduation. So I'm going to show you. This light was given to you in your baptism. You have been a child of the light. You are moving forward from this school now to high school. You're going to have a new journey. You have been for 11 years the eyes and the sight of all these people. You have been seeing good times and in bad. You have been surviving even in a world that we didn't know how it's going to be, the virtual world, the world of COVID. So you are survivors. So God has given you the opportunity to see the beauty and the struggles that you have to go through this world. That light, you were the light for all of these children as you've been in 8th graders. You have been given the responsibility when you came into 8th graders to be also a good example because you become brothers, the oldest brothers of all these kids that are here. In your hands, you have the light of Christ. That I want you, as an 8th grader, to give to one of the 7th graders and pass the light of the responsibility to become 8th graders. And then now you 8th graders, if you can stand over here facing the people, in this, and over here, in this, here, in the edge, and face the people. Some of you are coming back, some of you are not. However, that light was entrusted to you. You're going to be now the oldest or the biggest brothers to all of these children. You may continue to be the good example that you have been since you came to our school. You have to be a good example, as your brothers and sisters in the back has been for you. I know that sometimes we go to some struggles. I know that sometimes even yourself face struggle. But you have to remember that that light that you have in your hands is the light of Christ. It's the light of Christ, as Tobias was able to give the sight to his father. You're going to become those eyes of these children that are going to be seeing you as a model to move on when you pass from one grade to another. We give thanks to all of you, especially all of you who has been for 11 years faithful to St. Elizabeth and Sidon, and give you thanks for those who join us in the later years in St. Elizabeth and Sidon. You has seen also, you have been growing together in what the message of St. Elizabeth and Sidon should be and what the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. These people that is here, they're going to congratulate you who are going on and move on your studies, and you who are taking the responsibility now to be the big brother to all your children. So, In the name of St. Elizabeth and Sidon, and in the name of the Sheboygan North Catholic Parish, we would like to congratulate all of you. That doesn't mean that you are not having the light of Christ. That means that when you move on now to a new responsibility, not just by yourself, but also with your parents, you have to shine in the new world for you to see. And you can come with us proud to celebrate the light of Christ, so that you may continue in being the light of this community together with your teachers, that you may continue in sharing with everyone what is the mission of St. Elizabeth and Sidon and the mission of God that was entrusted to you by your parents and your teachers. So as you go back to your seat, go back and go to the world that you, from now on, in the years to come, you have to face in the faith of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much to all of you to be part of St. Elizabeth and Sidon, and thank you for continuing and taking responsibility to be good brothers and sisters to all the community of your school.